How human iPSCs are revolutionizing drug discovery in 2025. Drug discovery involves high cost and uncertain outcomes. Only a few companies can take the risk of investing enormous amounts of money into research and testing, only to see undesirable side effects emerge during the final human clinical trials. In many cases, companies are spending millions of dollars to fail during clinical testing. Thankfully, some new medicines are now being tested for safety on specialized cells developed from human pluripotent cell lines. Cell types which are increasingly being used within drug discovery applications include heart, cardiomyocytes, and liver cells, hepatocytes, which are the organs where 80% of drug failures occur. Leveraging human iPSCs within drug discovery. Animal models don't achieve perfect success in predicting the pathophysiology of many human diseases, because animals differ from humans in physiology, the immune system and individual genetic backgrounds. Animal models also differ in liver metabolism. These differences have an impact on the severity of the disease phenotype and the effectiveness of new drugs in clinical trials. Unfortunately, these differences often contribute to the failure to identify potentially toxic side effects of new drugs in current safety pharmacology studies. Drug attrition rates using animal models are usually high, because present preclinical assays do not reliably detect potential risk of damage to the heart, kidney, liver, and brain. The discovery of induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, and achievements in producing these cells from patients and healthy individuals along with efficient gene modification has led to remarkable opportunities over the last several years to model human disease. Researchers are now capable of routinely producing human HPSC lines and inducing their efficient differentiation into different types of body cells that are affected by genetic diseases or are specific drug targets. Biotechnology companies have also optimized reagents and differentiation protocols such that they are now widely applicable across many HPSC lines. Repurposing of currently available drugs through patient-derived iPSCs has already resulted in some drugs entering directly clinical trials without intervening animal experiments. This has occurred for severe conditions with no available treatment options, such as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, and Alzheimer's disease AD. Currently, iPSCs are most commonly being deployed for drug discovery related to oncology, diabetes, and neurological applications. Market competitors using human iPSCs within drug discovery. While dozens of companies offer human HPSC-derived cell types to support drug discovery and toxicology testing, there are a few clear market leaders, as described below. Nkardia. Nkardia, merger of Axiogenesis and Pluriomics. A major market player in this area is Nkardia, which is a full-stack human HPSC technology company with headquarters in Belgium. Nkardia is built on the belief that using human-induced pluripotent stem cell, HPSC, technology will help to improve drug screening, and therefore, get safe therapies to patients more rapidly. With operations in both Europe and the US, Nkardia produces and commercializes high-quality, fully functional HPSC-derived cardiovascular and neuronal cell types and develops and realizes electrophysiology, biochemistry and contraction-based assays for predictive safety pharmacology, toxicology testing and drug efficacy screenings. It is one of the leading companies that is partnering with biopharmaceutical companies utilizing HPSCs within drug discovery applications. In 2020, Nkardia and Blue Rock Therapeutics entered an agreement covering process development technologies for the manufacture of HPSC-derived cardiomyocytes, under which Blue Rock gained access to Nkardia's large-scale production processes and IP for the production of HPSC-derived cardiomyocytes for therapeutic use. Fujifilm CDI. Cellular Dynamics Fujifilm. Interview with Kaz Hirao, CEO of Cellular Dynamics International. CDI is the world's larger manufacturer of human cells created from iPSCs. Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics Incorporated, FCDI, also offers cells for drug discovery, basic research and regenerative medicine. FCDI manufactures several cell types differentiated from iPSCs that are relevant to drug discovery, including iCell cardiomyocytes, iCell neurons, and iCell hepatocytes. The company also produces iCell cardiac progenitors, iCell hematopoietic progenitors, iCell astrocytes, iCell endothelial cells, and iCell skeletal myoblasts, among other products. Furthermore, Fujifilm CDI offers micelle products that are created using custom IPSC reprogramming and differentiation methods. In order to provide biologically relevant human cells from patients with unique disease-associated genotypes and phenotypes. The company's iCell and micelle cells can also be adapted to screening platforms and are matched to function with common readout technologies. Similar to Nkardia, Fujifilm CDI has pursued strategic partnerships related to the use of HPSCs within drug discovery applications. In one such example, Fujifilm Corporation and Axcelead drug discovery partners collaborated to provide customers with a HPSC-based integrated platform for drug discovery solutions. By combining Fujifilm CDI's HPSC-derived products with Axcelead's compound evaluation and analytical services, the companies are aiming to develop new drug efficacy evaluation methods and toxicity testing protocols. Evotec, companies developing cell therapy treatments for diabetes headquartered in Hamburg, Germany. Evotec is another major contender within this space. Evotec's IPSC platform has been developed with the goal to industrialize IPSC-based drug screening as it relates to throughput, reproducibility, and robustness. Today, Evotec's technological infrastructure represents one of the largest and most advanced IPSC platforms globally. Evotec's initial foray into IPSC technology was enabled by a research collaboration with the Harvard Stem Cell Institute. Since that time, Evotec has created alliances and collaborations with a diverse range of industry partners, including but not limited to Bayer, Boehringer Ingelheim, Celgene, Center for Regenerative Therapies Dresden, Senso Biotechnologies, CHDI, Fraunhofer EMASP, Novartis, Novo Nordisk, Pfizer, Sanofi, Takeda, UCB, and others. Evotec is also closely aligned with the industry behemoth Bristol Myers Squibb, an American pharmaceutical company headquartered in New York City that has a market cap of $140 billion. Based on the depth and breadth of its partnerships, Evotec is best described as a IPSC-centric drug discovery alliance and development partnership company. Bit.bio. Bit.bio headquartered in Cambridge, England. Bit.bio is another important contributor. In 2016, the company was spun out of the University of Cambridge. Since that time, has since raised approximately $200 million from investors that include Arch Venture, Foresight Capital, Milky Way, Charles River Laboratories, and other leading investment firms. This large capital infusion validates the strength and market potential of Bit.bio's novel technology platform for the consistent and scalable production of IPSC-derived cell types. Specifically, Bit.bio's OptiOx precision cell programming and manufacturing technology enables the conversion of iPSCs into any desired human cell type in a single step. It can do this within days and at industrial scale, while maintaining exceptional purity and unparalleled consistency. The company's core IPSC product line are its IO cells, which include IO wild type cells, IO disease model cells, and IO CRISPR ready cells. It also offers custom cell development services. Each vial of Bit.bio's IO cells contains a defined and highly characterized population of IPSC-derived human cells. Importantly, this high lot-to-lot consistency provides a reliable cell model that allows scientists to conduct repeatable and scalable experiments across a diverse range of drug discovery and disease research applications. TakaraBio. Similarly, Sweden's TakaraBio offers heart muscle cells and liver cells to drug and biotechnology companies, as well as universities. The TakaraBio group of companies has three primary sub-brands, which are Takara, Klontech, and Cellardis. The Cellardis brand is of particular relevance to this topic because it is focused on stem cell-derived products and services for drug discovery, disease modeling, and regenerative medicine applications. Historically, a key focus of the brand has been developing and distributing pluripotent stem cell lines, including both human embryonic stem cells, HESCs, and human-induced pluripotent stem cells, HPSCs. TakaraBio has developed a standardized differentiation protocol for industrial-scale production of IPSC-derived hepatocytes that mimics embryonic development to yield pure cells that exhibit the functionality and characteristics of mature hepatocytes. Its protocol results in pure, functional hepatocytes that are functionally mature and give low variability from batch to batch. To the best of our knowledge, TakaraBio was the first company to offer a standardized hepatic differentiation procedure that is generally applicable across a large panel of HPSC, IPS and S, lines without any adaptations to individual lines. By applying this universal protocol across HPSC HEPs derived from different donor lines, one can mirror the metabolic diversity typically observed in human primary hepatocytes from different donors. Based on recent advances in IPSC technology, IPSC clines can now be derived from individuals with specific genotypes or phenotypes. This progress opens up new possibilities for drug discovery, toxicology studies, and regenerative medicine applications. Axel Bioscience. Axel Bioscience is another leading provider of product and service solutions to support IPSC-based drug development. It offers induced pluripotent stem cell, IPSC, based neurosats, immune cell, and cardiac modeling tools to support the drug discovery and screening markets. In particular, Axel Bioscience has a keen focus on IPSC-derived cardiac cells for drug screening applications. It has also developed well-characterized, physiologically relevant neural cells, including healthy control cell and patient-derived disease cell types. Nexel Company, Limited. Finally, there is Nexel Company, Limited, a biotech company based in South Korea that specializes in IPSC technology. The company's mission is to develop innovative new therapies to help patients and provide tools for researchers to boost their projects. Nexel is a world leader in IPSC technology as it is the first Korean company to license IPSC technology and set a new paradigm within the in vitro toxicity field through successful commercialization of IPSC-derived cells which mimic actual human functionality. Furthermore, it is investing its expertise into the discovery and development of new drug candidates based on proteins and peptides derived from stem cell technology. To learn more about this rapidly expanding market, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell, IPSC, Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSC Cell Market Report.